Hi everyone, and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi, recording this podcast in Melbourne, Australia. And this podcast is all about writing. It's about words, storytelling, recording, comedy, technical stuff. Seriously, everything is on here. But in this episode today, I'm going to make a quick, short, sweet, and hopefully to the point. It's all about how I've just applied for Nova's PodQuest competition. So if you go to podquest.com right now, you will see that there is an open call for you to potentially become the next podcast superstar. And this competition is being run by Nova Entertainment, which is like a big radio station in Australia, and also Acast. So Acast, they host podcasts, and yeah, look them up as well. I think their website is acast.com. Let me have a look whilst I say that, because wouldn't that be terrible if that's not their website? Anyhow, what has happened is I've come home today and I was thinking about doing an episode, recording one for the podcast, and I thought, oh, nah, I don't know what I want to talk about. Oh, I'll think about, you know, a couple of ideas. And then I got a text from one of my friends called Christine, and she has a podcast called Sisters in Oz. And she told me about this PodQuest. So she sends me the link and I have a look. And I went, whoa, hello universe combining. This is very spooky. Because in essence, I mean, I'm just going to read what it says on the website just so you can see. It says, what is PodQuest about? If you've got an idea, a story, or you're a brilliant storyteller, then PodQuest is for you. Record your podcast and enter. The winning podcaster will receive $5,000 cash plus studio and production time and help from industry experts to bring your podcast series to life. You'll be the envy of the podcasting world, they say. And and then it just goes through some other stuff about how you can enter. Now, I've come on here because two reasons. I wanted to share with you that I have entered this competition because I feel as if the universe is aligning and all sorts of wonderful things are happening. So in this situation, I've already got this podcast, Two Words with Taku. It's been going for a few months. I've got an incredible growing listener base now from all over the world. But I saw this as an opportunity to pitch my podcast again to new eyes and to new listeners and to some industry experts. So people who work in the world of audio and podcasts. And it's an opportunity to get mentored again, to get feedback, to meet new people. So I loved that there was this challenge to sort of say, hey, this is what I'm already doing. Now, when you look at the criteria to enter, they've got obviously the information where you put in your name and address, etc. And then they ask you for the name of your show. Then they ask you to upload some artwork for your podcast. Now, if you don't already know, normally podcasts have sort of artwork and image requirements. So it should be 1400 by 1400 pixels for the artwork. So that's the picture you will see whenever you download a podcast. You know, it's square and it sort of shows you what it's about. And then they've asked you to upload or share a link to one of your podcast files. And they've asked it to be an MP3 format. And I mean, you can talk about audio formats till the cows come home, but they've asked for MP3 and they've asked it to be a maximum of 30 megabytes. And then they've asked at the bottom, tell us a little bit about your podcast. Now, for me, when I saw this, I went, oh, I've already got this stuff. Which episode am I going to share? And then I started to look at it like it's a pitch, because it is. It's a competition. You want to enter and show your best self, but you also want to be unique and you also want to be authentic and you also want to be practical. So for me, the first instinct was, oh, maybe I could make a really cool mashup of all my episodes and, you know, show them how cool I do a bit of stand-up, I do a bit of creative writing, the technical stuff. And then it just started to become too hard. I was thinking about it too much. So I've gone back to some of their questions here. They say, what is it that they're looking for? So they're looking for originality. And they ask, has anyone else done a similar podcast? They're looking for narrative. So they want to know what you're like at telling a story. They're looking at hosting. So are you actually any good at this podcasting thing? oh, they say podcasting thang. Okay. And then commercial viability. So they say, let's face it, in the long run, it would be nice to quit your job and become a full-time podcaster. And then they also ask about your audience. So who could this possible audience be? Because what they're offering in this particular competition is that people are going to throw their ideas out, send in their recordings, and then they're actually going to invest time and some money in helping people produce their own series. And so for me, again, coming back to this, I've been producing my own series now, this Two Words with Taku thing, and I love that this is an opportunity to share it with other people. But then I started thinking about all the other stories I've been hearing along the way and all the other people I've been meeting and potentially all of you guys who are listening who also have stories that you might want to share. And that's why I came on here to say, yes, I've entered it and I've already got a podcast that I'm loving, that is working, and I'm very passionate about it. I'm just on cloud 999. But maybe you might want to enter it as well. And this is a really good opportunity to practice pitching your stories, to practice pitching your ideas. And the great thing is it's so simple. So this is not a hard competition at all. And they've even got some tips on here as well. So they've called them their top 10 podcasting tips. So they break down, you know, ideas and feedback about how you can share your ideas and, you know, length of podcast episodes, all sorts of different things. So if you've never done a podcast before, it's actually quite good. It's a good challenge. It's a good way to test your ideas. It's a good way to have a play. And they even say on here that you can record on your phone. So it doesn't have to be, you know, super studio quality. It doesn't have to be fancy at all. You can just record on your phone and send it through. Because I think what they are looking for is an original idea or something that is unique. And on the website as well, on podquest.com, they've also got a little video. It's about a minute and a bit by Adam Martin. So he is the chief content officer at Acast. No idea what exactly that means, but he must be somebody pretty, pretty high up there. So he would know podcasts very well. He would know, you know, what works, what doesn't. And he does give some really interesting tips on the video there as well. And what else was I going to say? Oh, so I can tell you what I put in because, I mean, there's nothing to hide. You know, I've got nothing to hide. I looked at all the episodes that I've done. So I've got 44 episodes now on my podcast. 44, far out. And I looked at, first of all, the time that I have for all of those podcasts. With this competition, you've got a 20-minute limit. Whatever you submit needs to be a maximum of 20 minutes. So I've looked at all my 44 episodes and I've gone, okay, which one is under 20 minutes? Because I just felt like, I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel if I've already got content on there. And I read somewhere that they're not necessarily looking for, you know, your very best work. They just want to get a sense of what your podcast would be like or what you record or what you do. So I then sorted all my episodes by time and I looked at the episodes that were coming up. And one of the ones that popped up is actually in the top 5 episodes that's been downloaded by you, the listeners. So it's the one that I called Oh My God, Open Mic in Melbourne. And it's the one where I was about to go and do an open mic night in Melbourne for the first time. And then I also shared some stand-up comedy from when I did an open mic in Singapore. And that episode is about 16 minutes. And I haven't listened to that episode since I made it. And it was interesting going back because that's one of the earlier ones. And I listened to it again and it still felt good and it still felt true to what my podcast is about. So it's about the storytelling. It's about the comedy. It's about the, sharing some of those weird and awkward feelings as they're happening. So I remember in the beginning, I'm saying, oh, I'm excited and nervous, because that's how I speak and that's how I feel. So I just felt like, oh, well, that works, because that is where I am. That's what my podcast is about. It's a snapshot of some of the things I talk about. So I guess that's also an idea for you. If you already have a podcast or you already have audio you've made, maybe you don't need to reinvent the wheel and record something new. Just put that as it is. Because then further down, you've got the box there where they give you 300 characters to say what your podcast or your idea is about. So for me now, I've shared a snippet of my stand-up comedy or what I was experiencing getting ready for that open mic. But now here was the opportunity where I could write what my podcast is about. And I have literally copied and pasted what my podcast description is. So I talk about how my podcast is split up into 5 categories. So technical writing, the business writing, creative writing, comedy writing, and speech writing. So in that description, I've now summed up what everything else is. And then I've also said that I would love to see my words come alive on the big screen. And I've also put that I'm a technical writer by day, and by night, I'm an aspiring comedian and TV producer. And then that's it. And then you put in your Instagram and social media handles and things like that. You read the terms and conditions, which I really obviously recommend you download and read, because it does give more detail about what exactly you win, what the rules are, how it's going to work, etc. And then you submit it. So that's my encouragement for today. If you have a story you are sitting on and you are in Australia, oops, I forgot to say, it is for people in Australia. If you are sitting on a story or an idea, just put something together. You just never know who's listening. You just never know where it's going to grow. And this is a really good opportunity for you to work out, yeah, what would you want to talk about? If somebody gave you money and said, we're going to help you make something, what would you really want to talk about? And for me, I'm really lucky. I'm already doing it. I'm talking about words. I'm talking about writing. I'm talking about this, what I'm doing right now, talking to you about applying for a podcast competition, is already part of my podcast. And yeah, this is awesome. So all the best with it. If you do apply, if you need any ideas or tips or just share your thoughts, I'm here. You can email me at taku@taku.com.au. You can also find all of my other writing and speaking work and all sorts at taku.com.au. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as @takuspeaks and Taku TV on Facebook and YouTube. And just letting you know, the deadline for this is the 4th of August. They already had one round and they picked a lady called, let me just look it up on my website. Her name is Phoebe Parsons. So she was the first winner of this PodQuest competition. And I'm not sure when her podcast is coming out, but they've got a trailer of it on the website. And hers is called Confessions of a 20-something Trainwreck. And yeah, it's quite funny. So I listened to the trailer and it's very unique and it sounds quite interesting. So that might be, some inspiration for you for how you might want to pitch your podcast idea. All right, that's it from me. This was meant to be short, sweet, and good luck with it all. And even if you don't enter the competition, even if you don't win it, yeah, still start a podcast. It is the best thing ever. It is honestly the best thing. All right, I'm out. Peace.